Good morning, Chandra.
Good morning.
So I was really thank you for coming. I wanted to talk to you about several things. You've studied the flute. You've been outside of Oroville studying with Chaurasia.
Yes.
And was a great flautist, Indian flautist. And now you've been working on going to continue your studies in England. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I heard you wanted to go to Cambridge.
Yes, well, thank you for inviting me. And yes, I was in Orissa with my master, Pandit Hariprasad Chaurasia, for about 3 years, studying very intensively the bansuri, the North Indian flute, the bamboo flute. And it was then, in a purely musical context, then that an intellectual thirst kind of burst out, and I felt the need to go back to studying. And so that's when I decided that, yes, that's the next step.
So you left the place, you came back to Oroville, you completed whatever requirements you needed to do to enter university, and why did you choose Cambridge?
I felt really inspired to go to a place where education is really fostered and everything is top quality, so that I feel that if it's really challenging, then I can give all of myself, and I need that kind of challenge, because Cambridge has a course that is more challenging than maybe other places, and so that allows me to give myself even more.
Were there any other universities that you had also looked at, or did you just really feel that that institution embodied that?
Yeah, I felt that absolutely Cambridge was the kind of system that I really wanted. And of course, I applied to other universities as a backup plan. But that was where I wanted to go.
Would you be joining the music program there? Or what particular field would you be following up there?
So I would be studying modern languages, which, to me, music is a language. So it's a bit in the same field to me. But the thing with Cambridge is that they have a lot of music going on, they have a lot of theater going on, so I can really keep on going with all these things that I'm interested in.
So you'll be just plunging yourself in a whole environment of your choice, which is creative, which is... But what does it mean, modern language? How does that fit in with theater and music?
That will be the course. And then they have these societies for music where there are a lot of musicians, and these societies for theater that are not part of the academic learning.
Okay.
So it's extracurricular.
Okay, so it's extracurricular, that you're still plunged in. And my other question, and really one of the reasons is, I think it's... I wanted to ask you, why did you want to leave Oroville? I mean, there's been a lot of conflict with people thinking that children need to be in Oroville and they shouldn't leave, and it's often viewed as a failure. Personally, I don't think it's a failure. I think it's very important to be fully informed and have one's worldviews. And so, but I want to hear from you. Like, why do you think that going out is a bad thing?
No, I don't think going out is a bad thing. I think for most of the young Oroville kids, I think it's necessary, because only by going out then you realize the incredible treasure we have here. So at least for me, every time I came back to Oroville, I realized, wow, this is amazing, and we have this nowhere else in the world.
And you would just take it for granted if you were here.
It's difficult to...
You wouldn't understand what it really stands for.
Yeah. And the reason that I want to go out to study is because I know that I could do it here in Oroville, because it's amazing. One can study anything here and even go deeply into it. But I want to be surrounded by a field of intellectuals and of people studying the same subject that I am studying.
So you need a bigger body to identify with.
Exactly, yes.
That's the main thing. Mm. And tell me a little bit about your personal journey. How did you manage to raise the funds? I mean, you've grown up in Oroville. You're not particularly wealthy, neither is your mom. So how did this all happen? And what help did you get? And also just for other students, so that they can understand, well, maybe we can try this. I'm very interested in trying to help, and so I want to hear your experience and also what you think we could do to help for other students who would like to go out.
Yes. As you know, England is very expensive. And so SIRE has helped, because there's a student fund there.
That's called SEF, Student Educational Fund, right?
Yes.
So that's part of SIRE, and that's people could actually contribute to that.
Yes, exactly, yes. And that did help, but since England is so expensive, I needed some other sources as well. So private donors have been very generous.
How did you make your appeal to these? How did you get the word out?
Well, I had to personally go and contact most of the people, because that is the only way that works. Sending out newsletters and things is not what worked. So because of my personal contact from before with these people, it was easier for them to help me inside Oroville and outside Oroville.
So they were both from inside and from Oroville.
Yeah.
So, do you have a family to stay with in England? I mean, how will you cover all the living expenses?
No, it will be on the campus. I'll be living there. And I'm very lucky because I received a merit-based scholarship. So that is going to cover most of the living expenses. And then I'm taking a big loan, which I'll have to eventually repay.
Okay.
So all of these things together.
The loan is from in the school over there?
Or? Yes, the loan is from England, yes.
Okay. So you're going to be burdened with the famous student loan.
Luckily in England, even if I come back to Oroville and start living here, I just need to send them a report to show that I'm not earning a lot of money. And that will allow me just to live here without having to pay back.
Okay. So and then this minute that you are earning money, then you start paying
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of human.
Yes, yes. So it's not really tying me up. Yeah.
It's not like American stuff.
No.
So how long is your course going to be?
It's going to be 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. My question to you then, okay, so you actually had to do some individualized effort with people. Did the Oroville Internationals, were they able to help?
They were very helpful. Yes, yes.
So that may be a good way to promote. How could we help other children in the same position that you are in? How could we help them? Do you think making a website with trying to familiarize people with each student so that people can choose, you know, sort of just putting the money in a fund like that and not having a face or a dream or a picture?
I think that is very helpful. Because what I've seen is that when people have a personal contact with you, that's when they want to help. So absolutely, if there's a personal profile of a student and if people can contact that student, then I think that is the best way. And I think what I was trying to reach out to a much wider field, because there are a lot of people out there that would want to invest money in education and they just don't know how to channel it. So the thing I wasn't able to do was tapping into these wider fields. Like, I know there are a lot of organizations that help poorer students in India.
Okay.
And so they have a very wide network. So I don't know if they do it through advertisement or how they do it, but there are these big networks around that can be tapped into.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a possibility.
That one could be looked into. Okay. So that's really so. Your own effort. How you know? Now you're leaving. When are you going to be leaving?
I'll be leaving in 2 weeks.
And have you gotten all your warm clothes from the free store or what?
Well, there wasn't so much warm stuff. But actually, a lot of people have been helping me with that as well. So they've given me a few coats that they're not using anymore, and so I think I'm okay to start off.
And you'll figure it out as you get there. I suppose they have also second-hand. Do you have anybody there in England that we know? Is there anybody in Oroville that was connected?
There are a lot of Oroville kids in London.
Okay.
And there are a few AVI people around Cambridge as well. So if I need somebody, I mean, there are
you
a few people around.
A few contact. Tomorrow you're playing a concert.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So it'll be it'll be the concert for the release of my CD. So it's a CD that is based on the 12 qualities of the mother, and it's called Raga Offerings. And it's a kind of, it's a little tribute to Oroville, like a little token of gratitude to what everything Oroville has given me. And it's a fundraising project as well. So I'll be offering it for a contribution, and this will go directly into my student fund.
Super. And where will it be? Where will people be able to purchase it? Will they be able to purchase it at Oroville.com, for example?
Yes, I will be putting it on Oroville.com, and I will be looking into the visitor center as well.
Okay, great. So, and you've brought that CD here, so we're going to play a little part of it.
Absolutely.
So people can get a flavor and a taste. We'll play maybe one quality. Maybe we'll play generosity.
Or gratitude.
Or gratitude, okay, maybe better. That's a better choice. So how did you put the CD together? Did you work alone, or did people in Oroville, did you work with Holger's recording studio?
Yes, exactly. So it was recorded at Sunshine Studio, so Holger's studio, and then most of the production I did myself.
Okay.
So it took a very long time, but it finally helped, and Olivia helped a lot with the graphics.
Okay.
Yes.
So it wasn't too... how long did that take to put all of that together?
Well, I thought it would take a month, and it took about 7 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So that's great. So you produced the CD. What's the name of your CD?
Raga Offerings.
Oh, right. You said that. Raga Offerings. Wonderful. Chandra, that was really nice. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, I think we can just listen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renu.
Thank you.
gratitude, and we finish with generosity from the album Raga Offerings by Chandra.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.